abnormal amounts of uranium in their urine 10 years later. This is a deadly substance when inhaled or ingested into the body. Now, why doesn't the medical profession accuse the depleted uranium and its effects on the human body? Nothing ever written extensively on the man-made epidemic that is now growing at an alarming rate. And the research is pointed toward depleted uranium. Now, let me tell you something and give you a little idea of the scope of the depleted uranium ingested diabetes results. We think it's from, number one, we believe that the main cause is a change in the food chain, having the food chain to include what we call the GMO, the genetically engineered arrangement for the food particles, because there's over 60 million of unsuspecting people on food stamps. Most of this food is GMO'd. They don't have to tell you about it. If you're hungry, you're going to eat it. And we can't blame you for doing that. It's the only thing you've got to sustain you. But something is missing here. Do they have any respect for the people that they feed this GMO food to? Or do they have any respect for the soldiers, the most ones that are affected by depleted uranium because of the side effects and the growing epidemic? Now, did you know that 10% of the population in the world suffers from diabetes? Let me give you a startling statistic here. After doing my research on this message, is that it's expected, this is a projected expectation from China. Now, they have an epidemic, a growing epidemic, and they say right now that there will be 30 million more Chinese alone, 30 million more, in the next few years that will be diagnosed with a diabetic condition, either diabetic 1 or 2. Now, 2 is you can function because the pancreas has failed to provide insulin, and then type 1 diabetes is those who are already put on insulin because the body can't manufacture enough insulin to cover the sugar content in their blood. We're growing obese every day. We need to be growing leaner, and we need to be respecting our bodies. But our temples are obese because of the types of foods that is being prepared for us. We all love quick, salty, sweet-tasting food. Did you know that the average consumer in America consumes over 200 pounds of sugar a year? And you wonder, what's wrong? And with the breads and the pastries and the other things that we eat, that causes this buildup of diabetes. More and more people every day are going online and being diagnosed with diabetes. What's going on? Well, you think that maybe that there is a plan? You know, if you have people to die and they're sick and they have the doctor, it's most proper, if you will, for the government to prosper. They're the ones that reap the benefits of you being sick and weakly and things of this nature. And so then, if they wanted to get rid of some of the excess people in the world, we're now approaching 7 billion. And we're being told that that's too many. We already know that the New World Order would like to take that down to maybe 400,000 or 500,000 people. Think about that. Now we know that in 1968, depleted uranium weapons were developed by the U.S. Navy and were first given to Israel by the United States in 1973, and so then, the U.S. has tested, manufactured, and sold depleted uranium weapons systems to 29 countries. Testing range in Puerto Rico was repeatedly bombarded with depleted uranium in 1999 prior to its introduction use in Kosovo. It's a byproduct of enriching the natural uranium for use in nuclear reactors. And we've got plenty of that. So then, they said, well, if we got it, we can make a weapon out of that that will penetrate armor. Tank shells are made with depleted uranium that are extremely effective. And the reason why that the military is so high on these shells or depleted uranium, we're using them in at least 29 or 30 countries have access to them. Israel uses them all the time. Every time they fire a tank weapon, this dust, whatever they don't kill with the actual shell itself, explodes, and this cancer-causing, diabetes-causing dust that goes up into the atmosphere. Major Doug Roke is a leading depleted uranium expert who has become a whistleblower and warning against its use. He claims that each tank round is composed, listen to this now, of 10 rounds of solid uranium-238. Now, I know Dr. Gary, back in the Iraqi war when it was known or it was told that they were using uranium-238, he called extensively on this subject. Now, since then, it's lay dormant. Nobody ever mentions it, but the epidemic of diabetes and cancer increases and obese people, which is now affecting a lot of children that are to be born into the world, not those that are born now, because more than 10% of its population on the earth already suffers from the effects and diabetes, which is one of the fastest growing epidemics in the world. It's not checked. People keep getting more obese. Their blood becomes more contaminated with this depleted uranium. And these munitions, when they hit, they produce a firestorm inside any vehicle or structure that the shell strikes, resulting in devastating burns, injuries, and to those who escape immediate or long bouts of death and incineration is the result of being hit with one of these shells. On impact, the depleted uranium produces uranium oxide dust. Now here's the problem. It gets into the atmosphere. And ladies and gentlemen, the shelf life or the life expectancy of this dust and its deadly impact upon the human body and others, animal kingdom also, it is devastating. We know that when Roark and his team were assigned to clean up the depleted uranium after the first Gulf War. This is back in the 90s, ladies and gentlemen. All his men got ill within 72 hours with respiratory problems, rashes, bleeding, open sores, and such like. And in an Australian interview with Gay Alcom in 2003, Roark admitted, after everything I've seen and everything I've done, it became very clear to me that you can't take radioactive waste from one nation and just throw it into another nation and expect no wrong. It is producing devastating effects in any country where these have been detonated, according to Roark, and he became a whistleblower toward the Congress. Did that do anything? Question. No. After seeing everything that I've done, it became clear to me that radioactive waste exposing to the country, getting into the atmosphere, affects many countries, and the jet stream as it carries it, even back around from Iraq to Great Britain and to cities in Europe, as well as eventually back to the United States. China has lodged complaints that this, Russia has lodged complaints. Who is the supplier of these deadly elements? Well, it's the United States. One of the largest arms suppliers, 30 countries, they have sold this depleted uranium with no health warning. And here we have now the Medical Research Center in Washington, D.C. The term depleted uranium is a misnomer. As they say, both depleted and natural uranium are over 99% composed of uranium-238. And depleted uranium, listen to this, is almost as highly concentrated as pure uranium and may contain plutonium, which is another deadly side element, in trace amounts. Have we been given depleted uranium to become the Trojan horse of nuclear war, where it is simply being fired in test ranges and on the battlefields and the skirmishes around the countries that have these shells, which they're so effective that they work so good for the side that's using the depleted uranium against their enemies, say Israel. Now, who enemies would they have? Well, they have the Hezbollah. They sent in their tanks and they fired repeatedly depleted uranium shells daily into the air and the atmosphere, and at targets, against the Hezbollah in Lebanon. Now, they are using their tanks to fire into the cities of the Palestinians to drive back the opposition, if they have any. They've got slingshot throwers and things of this nature, and they retaliate with this depleted uranium, just like they're hell-bent on causing this destruction that eventually get into the civilian population and spread, with the end result of diabetes. And the result of that, ladies and gentlemen, is a slow, miserable death, unless it's controlled with medication, and that's a slow death in itself, because there is no cure, known cure, for diabetes. It is very seldom that diabetes is reversed, except you go on a strict, raw vegetable diet. Well, when you are on food stamps that has been genetically controlled, well, then you have no chance of ever recovering, because that brings itself, that produces obesity, and with the onset of diabetes, either one or two, you are in for a very hard time. 300 tons. Listen to this now. This is amazing. Dr. Garrett covered this back in the 90s. 300 tons of depleted uranium was dispersed over Iraq in just 1991. Yet the U.S. Department of Defense has issued very little health risk to even to its own soldiers who inhaled the depleted uranium. And since the findings that they just found out that there is a danger to depleted uranium with the onset of diabetes and other diseases and cancer from radiation, and now they still fail to have a manual of handling it, the soldiers, the danger of those that's firing it. It's not mentioned. Well, why? Well, with confirmed deaths of a lot of these soldiers that died initially when they started using the weapon, today very little, as we advance, instead of warning, you know, we have to put, if you handle hazardous material, there has to be warnings involved. If you make food that has hazardous content, such as GMOs, they've never put a warning on any package with over 60 million right now. 60 million on food stamps. Now, if you're on food stamps, and that's all you've got, I can't blame you for getting on them and using them, but be selective to what you eat as opposed to what they give you to eat. Now, with a 300 ton of the depleted uranium, with the Defense Department, found little health risk noted to soldiers who inhaled and continues to claim exposure to this uranium is safe. Nearly 580,000 soldiers at this time in the 90s was deployed in the war. 294 soldiers died as a direct result. 400 were wounded with some of these munitions or became ill as a result, and in the year 2000, there were 325,000 that became permanent medical disabilities, and over 11,000 of them have since died, with the other getting extremely sick, but they gave them without an apology permanent medical disability from the what they call the Gulf War syndrome. Remember that? Is a neurotoxic effect, and it's twice as likely those serving in the Gulf War were twice as likely to come down with Lou Gehrig's disease. And the vets who did not serve in Iraq, they picked up neuromuscular diseases, which grew and has become a service-connected disease, with vets flocking there, showing or being exposed to this long bouts with this dust. The Gulf War vets, nearly twice the prevalence of chronic multiple syndrome diseases than soldiers who served elsewhere at the same time. But the so-called Gulf War syndrome continues to be denied even now as a specific illness. The Department of Defense and their evaluation does not even consider that the Gulf War syndrome is a unique system that ought to be registered in Americans with abnormal blood glucose abnormalities that indicate that they may soon develop diabetes. In Puerto Rico, where the depleted uranium was tested, the population there has rose alarmingly. And the Centers of Disease Control in Atlanta declares that unless America's change their ways, 33% of the babies born this year will be diabetic by the year 2050, where again China is expecting to add to their medical list 30 more million Chinese. It's an epidemic. And with veterans, with Diabetics International, says that there are 143 million people worldwide with a growing epidemic, to expect that to be somewhere over 240 million people worldwide and 300 million people that are expected to come online in 2025, with 30 million of those, again, to be Chinese. Type 1 diabetes, which is the most often seen in children and young adults, comprise 10% of the cases. Type 2 metabolic disorder resulting from the body's inability to make enough or to properly use insulin frequently strikes the adult. Now, with the babies coming online, 143 million people with the disease now expected to grow to 300 million to come online very shortly. It is a growing epidemic. In places where cancer is a result often of diabetes or overexposure to these particles of dust that contain depleted uranium, and it's like, if I remember, Dr. Gehrig said it would stay in the area for 1,000 years, if I'm right, about what Dr. Gary quoted when he was doing his presentation on this very subject. Since then, diabetes has grown to an epidemic proportion to the population in the world. Now, unlike government scientists who use that the common causes of diabetes are thought to be obesity, poor diet, lack of exercise, doctors now believe that the cause of the new epidemic is more sinister, namely, the increasing levels of worldwide depleted uranium in the atmosphere combined with emissions from the proliferation of nuclear power plants, such as we have in Japan, five of them are offline. They continue to melt down, and they give off this deadly substance that I'm talking about, and we know as measurable that our government, it's not enough to be concerned about. Ladies and gentlemen, are we being told the truth? You know what Japan people do? They put on a mask every day and wear it, irregardless, with the smog, the carbon monoxide, and the things of this nature that's being emptied into their atmosphere. In China, it's worse. You notice people in China? They can't even get out and breathe the air. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pay for that. And their statistics bear it out that they themselves will become victims with millions of people coming online suffering from the result of this epidemic that's moving across the earth. Now, I want to remind you again that one of the things that the New World Order is trying to do is to control the world's population. Now, they just don't want to kill you outright with something that they invent on a world scene that's obvious. But if they could bring depleted uranium online and offer it to countries to use these to shell people and effectively to take out tanks and ships and everything else that they fire it at. Well, why not? What do they got to lose? If they can reduce the population and make money, and then doctor, you when you get sick, you're like goyim, which is cattle, that they treat you as no more than a cow out in the cow lot. You're thought very, very highly of, aren't you? You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, my government wouldn't treat me that way. Well, they won't even give you a warning when they fire the shells. We know the deadly effects. It's been proven. Separate scientific measurements have told us that these horrible effects of depleted uranium exposure on the American troops and on the Iraqi civilians, and we don't know how many of those died in Iraq due to this fact that I'm talking about, in only 1991 when they had 300 pounds of this toxic chemical or depleted uranium go up into the atmosphere. And for those that handle it, I already told you how many got sick, and no radiation level is safe for humans. None. We're told, it's safe. It's at the level. We don't need to be alarmed at the Japanese units that's offline and melting down. Nobody's mentioning it anymore. the press has abandoned the dangers. But you're still breathing, and you can bet your bottom dollar that you're breathing a level which no level is safe. But you are breathing a measurable level day by day. And that's what they want. They don't push the panic button. Exposure to radiation is becoming more and more likely for most people because of the growing use of radiation in medicine. And the new findings could, if they would, lead to change in medical practices, even that any level of radiation allowed at a former nuclear site should be banned. Instead of that, we are now opening up more nuclear reactors coming online so that we can have what is called a safe society with nuclear power, cheap and effective, because we will not, or someone refuses because of money and power, to come online with something that would benefit us. And in 201, listen to this, a half century after extensive nuclear weapon testing in the American West, the U.S. National Cancer Institute was finally, reluctantly forced to reveal its findings that bomb testing in Nevada, which spread radioactive fallout across every state in the Union, had caused at least 15,000 cancer deaths and up to 212,000 non-fatal but thyroid cancers. It owns investments in uranium holdings worth over $6 billion through Rio Tinto Mines, an Australian company down under, which is the world's largest mining company with more than 60 operations going on in 40 countries, and Africa and Australia are the two main sources of uranium in the world. The Rothschilds control the bulk of uranium supplies, and they set the prices globally. Well, now you know that the crown, the British crown of the royal family, holds over $6 billion of investments in this one company, an Anglo-Australian company, and the Rothschilds, who control the money supply, they provide the prices globally, what you'll have to pay. We're talking about nations that would be interested in using uranium. So it's big money. Now, here's a question. If you were, let's say, born in California, California has the highest incidence of breast cancer in the world. In this book, The Enemy Within, see what I'm talking about? The Enemy Within. Here we have an enemy that's inflicting this upon us, and the U.S. Cancer Institute reluctantly comes out periodically and says, oh yeah, what they were doing back then is not safe. But as of now, it's safe. Since when? People that was born and raised in California, the ladies there have the highest incidence of breast cancer, with the men having the highest incidence of prostate cancer. And the mortality rate, which is the highest in the communities around such cities as New York City and San Francisco, which isn't within 100 miles of a nuclear reactor, and it's not even mentioned in the book, if low-level radiation explains clusters of breast cancer throughout the U.S., what explains this to us that it's just not the nuclear reactors? It's the air quality from the depleted uranium and the war on terror. Now, there's a railway project going on built by Texas-based, remember George Bush, with Hal Burton and Vice President Cheney, the CEO of the Hal Burton Company. He became the vice president. And the firm maker says the Queen's favorite American buccaneers, Cheney, Hal Burton, and the Bush family, are tied to her through uranium mining and the shared use of illegal depleted uranium munitions in the Middle East, where they're firing them off every day on behalf of this corporation. Who's profiting from it? The Queen, the President, the large companies like Hal Burton, they're making a fortune. What's wrong with that, Pastor Buddy? Well, there's nothing more terrifying than the thought of exposing all life forms on the planet to a DNA-altering radiation in order to provide us with safety and democracy. It's truly diabolic to think that the destruction of the planet could be occurring with so few people comprehending what's going on and still fewer people taking an active stand against the tragedy that is happening. And it's apparent that most of the world's political and spiritual leaders, as well as scientists, physicians, lawyers, health professionals, do not give a Yankee care about the dangers of the depleted uranium and the weapons and other forms of nuclear energy. And if they cared, they would certainly be hearing and reading about it on television and in the major media. It would inform its peoples, its mass peoples through the media, that there would be danger. Not a word is said. A reluctantly come out every once in a while, and it doesn't make the headlines most of the time. These weapons of mass destruction that's being used on us right now, forming cancer, breast cancer, cancer of the prostate, growing at an alarming rate of diabetes, a worldwide epidemic that has been unleashed on the population, growing at a rate that even China is now predicting that 30 million more of its people, that's just a drop in the bucket because they've got 8 billion people online. And so then, if it's a 10%, then it would be more than 30 million. But they're coming down with this dreaded disease of diabetes. It's much more worse than what you've ever known. And as researchers have told us, they at one time focused on AIDS and the little-known bacterial cause of cancer, paying little attention to nuclear radiation. However, there's articles entitled The Human Radiation Experiment, how scientists secretly have used U.S. citizens as guinea pigs during the Cold War, which was published in the September and October 2001 issue of New Dawn, a daring magazine that would dare to expose these on several websites. And it's one of my favorite websites. I get a lot of information because they dare to publish what the controlled media will not. But you've still got to be aware that these planetary problems that have been posed by depleted uranium, that only a small portion of the information is getting out with no results because of the government's inability or lack of to admit that it is dangerous when exposed to it, and you could suffer death or life-ending health effects that is being unleashed by this depleted uranium that's in the air, just like what we have now in Japan. They're dying because of the DNA change of structure. And we'll know that decades later when the babies come online. We know from the atomic attack on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August of 1945, which brought the war to an end, but a half century later, when this Caucasian woman married a Japanese-American man, she noticed a lump in her neck, which proved to be thyroid cancer. Her mother was a child when she lived 50 miles outside Hiroshima, where the bomb was dropped. Decades later, in her 40s, she was diagnosed with the thyroid cancer. What do we know in 10 or 15 years from now? Maybe the death rate would be so alarming and so fearful for those who would be exposed to these things that they're being exposed to now, not knowing the consequences because no one warned them until it's too late. Could be a plan of the depletion by the depleted uranium to be introduced as a element in the air where you could breathe it, where soldiers could fire their weapons effectively, and we've already supplied effectively almost 30 nations in the world that is not hesitant to use these munitions in order to defend or to advance their cause around the world. Now, what's the Bible say? Famine and pestilence. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got that going today, and still people are dying from unknown causes. We'll never know the true effects until many years later of what they're doing, until we are all dead as a result, and then they will hesitantly admit, yes, it was a mistake. We shouldn't have done that. Too late. Everybody that lives wants to live healthy, and they want to be informed about the dangers of avoiding things that would cause unhealthy activities in their life. And yet, by feeding their bodies unhealthy food, put a knife to your throat, the Bible says, if you're given to appetite, especially an appetite of GMO foods. But you go to the store, everything is displayed, laid out, to be very appealing to your eyes. Because at this time, your belly could be deceived into ingesting this food. We don't know the results of their tests of GMOs, gene splicing, like put a rat here and a tomato, or whatever. Sounds grotesque, and it is. But it's going on. They don't have to tell you what you're eating. Isn't that strange? They finally reluctantly put a warning on a pack of cigarettes. Well, I know from smoking for years and years that we weren't told in the 50s when the tobacco companies got a monopoly on the substance of what they applied to the tobacco leaf, which in itself is nothing wrong. It's an herb. Properly used and for the intentions that it was, instead of that, we have took that weed and they have put an ingredient that is so addictive that just a couple of puffs of cigarette smoke as a child, you become a lifelong smoker, addicted, and can't help yourself and can't recover. And you die with lung cancer, or at least you die 8 years younger than you're supposed to anyway, as the statistics have said. And reluctantly, here just in the 60s, they put the warning on the back, cigarette smoking could be hazardous to your health. It may cause cancer. Oh, yes. Well, they don't put those warning labels on a depleted uranium shell for the soldiers that handle and fire from their guns toward the enemy who receives the brunt of the effectiveness of the uranium depleted shell, which could stay in the atmosphere for 1,000 years, according to Dr. Gary. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war that we cannot win without proper knowledge. Hosea 4:6, as I end my message tonight, in this regard, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We pick up things, we get addicted, we can't put them down. We're men with big toys. War is a big toy industry. Brought to you courtesy of the war manufacturers who only profit when their weapons of destruction are used, either for or against you. Nations have warred, especially since 1911 or 1919, when the First World War erupted. We've had many wars in the past. History will provide us the evidence of many more to come. The Bible says itself, there shall be wars and rumors of wars. It didn't tell us that they would introduce deadly, depleted uranium that could ultimately destroy a third, if not more, of the world's population. Objective number one of the New World Order. Well, you're listening to Pastor Buddy. Tonight I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary, who did a show, like I said, on this several years ago. Dr. Gary did. Dr. Gary's number tonight is an 800 number, 1-877. He can give you more statistics and facts about this message I've done on depleted uranium. 289-7439. Now, that's 877-289-7439. Give Dr. Gary a call, business hours in his office. Leave him a number, tell him you're a radio listener. You listen to Pastor Buddy tonight on 4840 WWCR. And I'll be back here next Sunday night at the same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 4840. Now, that's 8 o'clock on the times down the line. The central time would be 8 o'clock. Tell someone about our program. Listen in and honor our sponsors. Call Dr. Gary and tell him that you appreciate this type of information, because it's rare that anyone would take the time or have the nerve. It's not profitable. It's not popular. You have to bring it over the cries and the screeching of the will, if you will, of those of unbelief, those who have been rocked to sleep and lulled to sleep, that our government would not test on us in human guinea pig fashion. They've done it before. Would they do it again? The answer is yes. And today, diabetes is one of the epidemic causes of depleted uranium. And such an ideal 10 or 15 years ago, now we're beginning to know that this can lead to cancer, and it can lead to neurological diseases of the mind. Well, what about Alzheimer's, ladies and gentlemen? Brain cancer, lymph nodes, testicles, the other organs that are main organs in the body are affected with radiation, depleted uranium, and the effect shows up as diabetes. So if you've got diabetes and you're one of those that's listening to me tonight, think about what I've said. It could be that your body is toxic with depleted uranium. Now, they're going to laugh at you when you go to be examined or ask them a question. They'll just laugh at you, scoff at you. But ladies and gentlemen, depleted uranium and human disease close together. Not many papers that you can read from the scientific medical staff is addressing this problem today. Get you a safe place. Make sure you have good food, good water. Filter it close. Don't drink the water with chlorine in it. It's another problem. And get ready. Call me tonight. 423-351-1082. Now I'll be on next Saturday night on 5890. Now this is Eastern Standard Time at 11 p.m. at the Late Show. We'll be coming to you in the Central Zone at 10 o'clock on 5890. Make a note of it. At 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 Central. Go to our website, that's oneyahweh.com. And there's more information and articles written there that would be beneficial to you to download. Now, you can call my cell phone if you'd like to, 423-333-0392. Now, like I say, I'll be back here tomorrow or Saturday night, next Saturday night. I will see you no more for the rest of the week. I'll be back next Saturday night on 5890 at 11 p.m. I'll be here again next Sunday night at the same time, WWCR 4840 worldwide. We're also being simulcast simultaneously. You can go to the net. We're streaming live, and you can pick us up, WWCR. I'll see you. May Yahweh bless you, and may he take a good liking to you, and may he keep you from harm, and may he give you knowledge to escape the things that's coming up on the world. Look up for your redemption draw by. We're in an economic quagmire. It's only going to get worse. Be ready, because the day is nigh that we're going to have the final battle of Armageddon for the rule of this earth. May Yahweh bless you. This is Pastor Buddy, and I'll see you next Saturday night, 11 p.m. Yahweh bless.